we interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You ever see something happening and you know in the moment it's a bad idea? That was me with just watching Cody run. He ran to refill his Keurig machine before the mics went hot.
Yeah.
And I saw him running, but he was around the corner before I could advise him that that's a really dumb idea.
Yep.
You are in no shape to be running, sir.
Sprinting through the building, making cuts.
And now he's out of breath.
Out of breath.
His leg is in pain.
My leg hurts. It hurt yesterday. Now it just hurts more. Because I did like a funny comical run. Yeah. I wasn't just sprinting. I was being cutesy.
Yeah, he, you ain't what you used to be, buddy.
Nope. That's it.
You ain't got that kind of a mobility anymore.
I'm gonna take a little nap here in a second. Gonna curl up. Perhaps die.
Aw, text line. I hit an effing deer yesterday morning. Oh. Great way to start the day. Aw, I'm sorry. That sucks, dude or bro.
How's your whip, though?
Dude or bro or chick, whatever you are.
Oh, wait, there it is.
There's the photo.
Good. Well, you know what? All considering, that's not too bad, I guess, right?
They can replace just that bottom part, right?
Is that deer hair in the...
Oh, my God, it looks like it.
You got some deer hair in your fender, bud.
Man.
That sucks, man.
Are people hitting eagles? I see a lot of, like, dead large birds on the road lately.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I've seen... I don't even know. Maybe... Because I saw something a while back, but it wasn't an eagle. I think it was, like, a turkey or something.
Oh, all right.
But there are a lot of... It's springtime.
There's a lot of big birds dead on the road right now.
A lot of animals out. And maybe a turkey vulture here or there, because they eat only dead things. So when it swoops down to land on a carcass,
good point.
Maybe you could just get whapped with the front end of a whip.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. My eyes are so heavy this morning. What's going on with the weather?
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable.
Everybody else is like face all like puffy and ugh.
Nope, just burns. I'm just ignoring it.
My eyes feel like they want to go back to sleepy sleep.
I've been avoiding the deep palm rub.
Where you do this. The day starts 40 degrees and then it's going to be 60.
Where you just put your palms into your eyes and just mush them.
It's 20 degree temperature swings, man.
Yeah. Push them. Push your eyes right back through your skull. Oh, it's the best. And then you open them and you can't see and you go, oh my God, what'd I do? Oh, and then you can see again. Mm. Yeah, no, it's unbearable. Especially days.
Pollen count's really high, it says.
Especially days like this week where. Well, the rest of this month anyway, where you start every day like this, where every day, even if it's going to get, you know, in the next couple of days, we're going to have some nice days.
Yeah.
But it'll start out 40.
Yeah.
And it's going to start out 45 when we're driving in.
You get up and you have to put the heat on in your car and then it's 60 today.
Yep.
It's not going to be like air conditioning, but it's going to be decent enough.
Yeah. No.
Anyways, holy smokes. So how are you guys doing? Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Josh, Big Bird died? Yeah, Big Bird died. Nice.
Sorry. What?
No, I'm just kidding.
When? Like the guy in the suit?
No, because I said there's big birds in the road.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. He's making a joke, dude.
Those birds are fake corpses. Birds are government surveillance drones. 100%, you're right.
So what are those then? They're just like a drone that got hit or whatever?
Decoys. They want us to think... Oh, yeah, birds die. They want us to think that, but definitely, they don't.
Paper mache.
Yeah, they're paper mache.
Makes sense. I get it.
315-364-109, K-Rock text line, powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. Right there in Frankfort, we love those guys. Adirondack Food and Fuel, dedicated parking. All your truck driver needs, accommodations, showers. How was your Tuesday?
Uneventful.
I was trying to think of what I did.
You dropped your car off. I know that.
Yep. That's it.
Did they give you a quote on that yet?
No, he gave me the initial, like, just so you know, you're going to have to run the test, mm-hmm. and it's this much, and it's, you know, so right out the gate, your boy's already looking at a couple $100.
It's all
right. Just right out the gate. So, okay. But, I mean, it'll be...
Gotta be done.
It'll be hopefully fixed, you know, because it's cheaper than all of the alternatives, you know what I mean?
It's just one of those things where it's gotta be done, and then it's done, and then you're... Yep. Oh. And someone could light it on fire, and you'd be done with it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously.
You spend all that money to replace things, and then...
I was already thinking about that.
It'll immediately get lit on fire, and then you're done with it.
Because I'll have to get all... I'll get this stuff done, and that'll finally be done. Mm-hmm. And then I can take it over to Gerber to have them redo the stuff that... It's not even their fault. It's my cursed car's fault, where the exact same things are going wrong with it, where they're just on the poor hook for it, because their stuff's guaranteed for life, because they're good people, mm-hmm. so... And it's nothing. It's not a big fix. It's just a matter of having to drop it off again to another place.
That's it, man. It's part of life.
So DM me if you would like to know not to buy a car from.
I'm watching all these. We got to do a hot tub stream, I think. There's just all these hot chicks that just are in hot tubs now on Twitch. And they've got thousands. Like this one has 11,000 viewers right now.
I'm in.
We just gotta put a hot tub in here, I think.
Oh, like me and you? Yeah, okay. So it's in a hot tub?
I mean, our boobs aren't as big as hers, but I would say that we're decent enough boobs.
We could float ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like float in the water there and just get a little float.
And there is that weird thing that happens to Cody and I when we're in a pool where like our chest hair like kind of floats.
All of it
like
just
seaweed.
Like a monster. Yeah. We should do that.
Poor Oakland. First they lose the Raiders.
Oh.
Now they're going to lose the A's.
Not yet. I think it's a bluff.
Yeah,
I think they're calling their bluff. They're trying to call the Oakland A's bluff.
The Oakland A's are looking to relocate.
Yeah.
So what's the process? They've started, like, they've asked the MLB, can we relocate?
Well, they've asked a bunch of places around Oakland. Like, it'd be like if we went to Liverpool, hey, can we build a stadium? Mm-hmm. And we really want it, and you need it, and it would be awesome. And they went, nah. And went, okay, cool. We went to Salve. Hey, want us to build a stadium? We really need it, and you really would benefit from it. And they went, nah. And then we went to Baldwinsville.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And no one's doing it.
So then we're going to go to the mayor and go, you know what, man? These guys are being dicks.
Yeah.
So Major League Baseball was like, all right, go ahead. Look around then. Shop around. So hopefully this swings because the Oakland government, the local government, doesn't want to be like they're going to lose, like you said, 3 professional sports teams and get nothing back from it.
Who
like,
was the third? Oakland?
Oakland, depending on where they are, the Warriors went kind of like across the bay.
Okay, gotcha.
The Anaheim Angels kind of peaced out. You know, everyone kind of moved away from it. So, I mean, they don't want to do that. Like, they need to do whatever they can do to keep the A's.
Well, the places that are looking for baseball clubs.
The stadium sucks.
San Jose, Nashville.
San Jose said, nah. They were one of the ones that went, nah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Nashville. It's all right. Montreal. Bring back the Expos, baby.
Yeah. That
Portland
one,
and then Las Vegas.
The Montreal one is a no because you can't. Like, give a team because they got their team ripped away by taking a team's team from them. You know what I mean?
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays have already called dibs on Montreal, I guess. They've made it public to play half their schedule in Florida and half their schedule in Canada.
They are out of there. Tampa Bay is out of there.
Why?
Because there's two. There may be more people that go to the Syracuse Mets games, which.
Really?
No, that's not true. Nobody goes.
Is that Jeter's team?
Yeah. No. Sorry. Marlins.
Marlins. All right, gotcha.
Sorry.
I knew we had a Florida team.
The Rays, it's just, ugh. They're the ones that rented out their stadium to the WWE. Yeah, Thunderdome. Go ahead. We'll figure out what we do with our baseball. You go ahead and have Thunderdome there. They didn't care. They're gone, man. But Oakland, they'll stay somewhere around at least that area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to go. I can't see them going to be Portland or Charlotte or Vegas would be cool. But I think they'll do something. They'll stay.
Vegas would only be because it's poetic. It's Oakland loses their football team to Vegas, and then their baseball team goes too.
Yep.
Well, did you see what the Raiders are doing in Vegas starting this July?
Having all of the fun.
The Premier Club. Ooh. Literally, Cody.
Oh.
In the end zone is a nightclub.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain this to the radio world. It's the Winfield Club. It spans the entire length of the end zone at Allegiant Stadium.
Okay.
Has a live DJ.
Yeah.
Bottle service. 42 televisions.
That's awesome, dude.
A 35-foot LED screen. And a 45,000-watt DJ system. Like, I'm showing Cody. It's the most Vegas thing ever because it's opening right now.
That's what she said.
This, like...
Yo!
You're going to a nightclub in the end zone of a football stadium.
It's even different than what I was picturing in my head. It's all, like, open air. So
you're there.
When they're playing...
Like, the players can see you partying.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to see people tripping on ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
But isn't that the most Vegas thing? Because, like we've been saying this whole time, nobody going... I mean, there are people that live in Vegas, obviously, but...
Yeah.
No one going to those home games is probably residents of Las Vegas.
Right? There's going to be like 1,000 people there that are residents
and
of Las Vegas.
And somebody's like, let's go to a football game.
Which is funny because they're like, all right, listen, we're going to have a football team here in Las Vegas inside. You know, it'll be nice. It'll be cool. Yeah, but it's Vegas, so what are we going to do to keep the fans entertained? And what?
With football.
You mean dirt, NFL football? Well,
yeah, but it's going to be boring, so...
Can we have a place for people to trip balls?
I guess we can give them some ecstasy and they can hang in the end zone. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Write it up.
That's what we'll do.
Make it into a nightclub.
Mark my words, this is like the first of many crazy things that happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Like, you know, semi-pro, all the crazy stuff they do in those games.
The Bears loose. Yeah.
Vegas is going to take that football team to places you've never seen. The team is going to be an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's not about football in that place anymore.
No.
This party end zone is just the tip of what's going to be a Las Vegas iceberg.
They're going to be like, hey, guys, can you stop for a second? Look. What? You're doing some NFL game, and we're trying to do some Vegas stuff.
Yeah, so...
Oh, you're talking to us, the team? you guys slide over to the sideline for just a minute. We got to do some cool stuff here.
We gave some VIPs the right to throw some touchdowns, so...
Can we get some subs?
Can we get some subs in here? You can't just put regular people... Yeah, but they're big fish over at the casino, so they're going to... They're going to take a couple snaps.
Time out. We told some bigwigs they could have a couple whacks at the other team with some baseball bats.
Yeah. All right. So
come on out, guys. Yeah. Here's your bats. Pick one. Yep. You're like, there's your bat. No, go ahead. Hit him in the knees, the shoulders. No. Guys, it's Vegas.
Exactly right.
It's Vegas.
Stripper pole on the 50-yard line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, the stripper poles are those end zone markers, the orange things.
The pylons?
Yeah, yeah, the pylons. Now they're just going to be,
they're just different full type. On.
We'll still call them pylons,
though.
Yeah,
right.
Though.
So, this is just, you're just seeing the beginning of this. This is what, their third season there?
I think.
Third season?
Second or third.
Like, they gave them the one, but, and then the COVID happened.
But, yeah, they've never played in.
In there, right?
Yeah, they were, it was this, their owner that.
That first year they played like they just like bounced around.
In Oakland.
They stayed in Oakland.
Crappy baseball football stadium.
Then COVID happened.
Yeah.
So this is the third season, and everyone like, I don't even know who said it yesterday, but like down at MetLife, they're like, yeah, we're going to have full capacity on day one.
So
everything's going to be open.
No, Roger Goodell opened up the NFL draft by saying this fall, everybody's back in every stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All stadiums full capacity.
So this will be the first time Vegas can go full Vegas.
Yes.
On an NFL team.
Yes.
They've put the party end zone together with the Wynn Casino.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know where it goes. Like, there's definitely going to be slot machines in there, right?
Oh, God, yeah. What's even better is that the owner himself has, maybe he has stepped foot in there, but he's done this thing where, okay, no fans could come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm not going either.
Yeah.
So he hasn't gotten to enjoy the stadium either. So he's ready, and he's a nut job.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Jerry Jones level nut job with money, like more money. So, like you said, strip poles while doing slot machines.
Is their coach is Gruden? Is that who that is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oopie, you joke, but I wouldn't put it past them. Be like, all right, we've got a very successful Chinese businessman, high-end VIP.
Here's what
he's
going to
call a couple plays.
It's going to be awesome.
Give him your headset. He's going to call a couple plays.
Yeah. And just be Gruden standing on this island with a smile.
Oh, it's going to... Like, I'm just going to be a fan of the Las Vegas Raiders because I know where this is going.
Yeah, where it's just some guy standing on...
I don't know.
Throw it!
Throw a big one. Throw a big one.
Score it.
Score touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Pop them bottles.
Yeah.
And then they run the play, and he's not even paying attention. It's popping bottles.
All right, guys. Time out. We said these VIPs could shoot AK-47s. So, everybody chill out for a second.
We said that Tony Romo would come down, and it's called the William Tell Challenge. It's going to put an apple.
Right.
We're going to have an AK. Oh,
so much Vegas stuff going to be happening there. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. My name is Josh. That's Cody Mack. No. The award-winning show on K-Rock. So, people are very easily swayed.
Yeah.
As I have seen so many photos and videos of people panic buying gasoline right now.
Dude,
it really hasn't come to central New York.
It's
more of a down south thing because of the Colonial Pipeline.
Yeah.
Like, people are inherently selfish, it seems. It really is weird to me.
Oh, you mispronounced stupid as balls.
Well, stupid as balls, but like inherently... selfish. You are... Here's the whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people don't know the whole story. The Colonial Pipeline was hacked. It was a ransomware where they're like, yeah, we're going to keep it. Yeah, right. People are already calling conspiracy. I'm going on what the news is.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you would, cuck. Of course you would.
Of course you would. No, but...
So the Colonial Pipeline gets hacked. It gets shut down. It's going to be back on today, I believe. It gets shut down all the time. It is not the end of the world. We have another pipeline that feeds it. We have a lot of pipelines.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
This being down really doesn't affect much.
Yes.
But because of the panic buying, okay, boomers. Because of panic buying, mostly down south.
Yeah.
Gas stations are running out of gas.
And that happens all the time, guys.
What?
Where gas stations run out of gas.
They run out of gas.
They just have a little tank, and then the truck shows up and fill it.
So if you're there, but the filling up 10 different jugs that you, like, I don't know who posted it. You spent $130 on gas containers in fear of something happening.
And here's the thing. How often do you see that truck at the gas station filling it up? They have to hit every gas station like that around them. So if you make a run at a place like, the grocery stores like we did, mm-hmm. and you buy everything, vendors can't get back out immediately. It takes quite some time to do that turnaround. Thus the running's out.
The governor in Virginia had issue a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Because people were buying up all the gasoline. Where are y'all going, really? Like, where do you need gas for? Where are you going?
Yeah, it's the start of the summer. I thought you weren't going anywhere anyway. But, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, I guess you'll have it now.
I saw photos of guys filling up, 100-gallon container on a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Gas goes bad, doesn't it? Like, you can't just sit out in your yard until you need it.
It's another one of those where I thought big media is lying to you. One of those, you can't. You know what I mean?
Some
of those
where
you pick one.
Which is it? If media is a liar, why are you panic buying gasoline?
Yeah. I don't know. It's another one of those where it just makes me angry. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
What?
Like, you're spending like gas containers aren't cheap.
Right.
So they're running out being like, oh my God, quick, give me $200 gas container. And then they go and fill it up and it's like.
For what?
All right, now what are you gonna do?
Now I do know we have a truck driver shortage.
Yes,
people can't get like the truck drivers to deliver the gasoline. That is a problem.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that with gas, you can have it in your garage and then take it and put it in your lawnmower throughout the summer.
Yeah,
because, you know, you're using it a bunch. If I have a container and it's sitting in my garage for 2 months in the summer, I don't think I can put that in my car, can I?
Unless you have a stabilizer, you got to stabilize gasoline. It'll separate.
Right? Like, that's not going to be good. So all these people are going to buy gas that they're going to have to what? Dump into the ground?
No, they assume they're going to have to use it when they're not.
But what if they can't?
Yeah.
What if, when they don't? Like, I'm saying you're not going to be able to go through that much gas that these people are filling up like horse troughs and stuff.
Yeah, or O'Neill right now on Twitch. I'm in North Carolina and the gas line was so long it went down the road for miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Text line, I deliver fuel for a living. Average 87 tank is 10 to 20,000 gallons. Average trailer holds 12,000 gallons. Most places get a half a trailer every couple of days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the gas station ran out of gas because everybody panic bought it.
Yeah.
These are the same people who will tell me, if you're going to live in fear.
Right.
You're the one living in fear. You're filling the back of your SUV with 10 different gas containers.
Right. Oh, looks like you can get some time out of it. That's good. That's what? Good. I was wondering that.
It's fuel? What does it say?
Yeah, you can get like a year out of it.
If you stabilize it, right?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I have no idea. I know.
Yeah, we're idiots.
Balls
all I know.
That, dude.
We know how people react. Angelic, thank you for those bits in Twitch. Appreciate that. We only know that people are being crazy.
Again.
Again.
As soon as they hear a thing about anything, it just turns into that's it.
And then they make the problem worse because it's simple supply and demand economics.
Well, and
if you've bought it all up and there's none left, that the price is going
to
go up.
I was just going to say, man, then we're going to have to hear about that in like a month.
No, it'll be the Facebook post. Yeah, look at these prices.
Oh, boy, there's your president making the gasoline. I'm like,
I already saw the shirts where it's it was like a gas gauge down to E, and it said Biden Harris. I go, I don't think the president had anything to do with this.
Right? Well, if, you know, the old guy was in charge, this wouldn't have happened at all.
Much like you can't, like, you couldn't blame Trump for everything. You can't blame Biden for everything.
Right.
Some things just happened.
Ooh.
And we have gasoline, we have oil reserves.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Guys, here's the thing. There's a morning show shortage.
Oh, you guys should get them all right now.
This is it. We're the only one left. This is the only one. You guys are going to have to just binge on us.
Oh my God. Those are the funniest photos, text line.
Sorry.
The people who are just filling up garbage bags with gasoline.
Yeah.
That is not an approved container, my friend.
It's going to just going to melt.
You can't do that.
It's just going to go, nope.
Can't do that.
Going to go, nope.
Big Dog, 1,000 bits in Twitch. You guys try to dethrone him, you're not going to be able to.
No.
He wants that title.
Yeah.
He's the stream boss. He's the stream boss.
But I thought they didn't listen. Those people didn't listen to big media.
What?
Again, if media didn't put the idea in people's minds, maybe they wouldn't go out there.
That's why I'm saying everybody is a fraud.
I kind of agree with that. Like, some of that is on the news stations.
It 100% is.
That, like, don't show that BS stuff because you're just going to incite stuff. Like, I wish you could, like, charge them. Be like, you're inciting a riot, technically, by doing this.
You have to be, like...
Cover it like a news. Like, hey, guess what? Look what this happened.
The fear is that you aren't giving people enough information in headlines anymore. People are dumb. They inherently read a headline and they freak out according to the headline. So if you read, if you write Colonial Pipeline hacked, but don't put like, but it's going to be okay in the headline.
Yeah, but then the way they do it, they go, now what this means, blah, blah. No, go. Oh, man, this happens all the damn time. Like, you'll be fine. Don't even worry about it. If you don't want the gas prices to soar even more,
don't go panic buying it.
But instead, they go, oh, look at these lines as gas runs out across the Midwest.
Oopie, I agree. Now you know why the government can't tell us about aliens, because look how we react.
Yeah, seriously. We freaked out and bought all the toilet paper, bread, milk, and gas.
I saw a guy, somebody who, and again, I'm just as guilty of reading things that I don't know are true, but somebody that allegedly works on these pipelines, and they're like,
yeah,
we shut down the Colonial Pipeline all the time for a cycle, just for service, and we have a pipeline.
That's
but because you read a hack, and, oh, we got to get it.
Yep. It's the damn.
So what is it?
Big media.
Can't believe the media, but then you do believe the media. You can't live in fear, but then you do live in fear. Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I'm in fear of the fear.
I live in fear of fear.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to be afraid.
I don't know, man. This is one of those people that get to damn plug their cars in right outside the door of the casino are lucky.
Oh, my God. Did you see what people are doing now?
What?
I'm even hesitant to say this on the air.
Going to the casino?
I shouldn't say this. It's irresponsible to say it.
Oh, it was Jake Paul did all this?
Oh, he did?
That makes sense, man. I'd love to blame all this on him. Look, he doesn't want us.
I really can't.
Because he knows it's going to be something funny. Too late.
But I don't know if people will do it and it's stupid. But I also feel like people are going to be looking for this now. I'll just say it. It's whatever. But people are just buying adapters off Amazon that looks like your car plugs in, but you bolt it onto any car.
Dude, that's...
And they're parking in electric spots and just, like, pretending their car's plugged in. So, like, these big diesel trucks will be in a parking spot. But I feel like they're going to be looking for that now.
How?
You just go up and you look and you notice it's plugged in.
Yeah.
But if you just look close enough, you see that it's not a plug.
Officer, in what world do you have the right to touch...
Are you
trying to say that an officer of the law would be able to come up to my car while I'm filling up gas?
Well,
and just shimmy the gas handle?
No, sir. I think that...
Give me your badge number.
The people that are doing this, I think if you just look at the machine and see it's not feeding any energy...
Oh, what? How do you... Oh, all of a sudden you're an electric carologist? you got to create a big old stink. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the cop's like, I don't have
time. Yeah, dudes, a rusted out 98 Camry's plugged right in charge. No, that's charging.
Oh, excuse me.
No, it's not.
Excuse me. I didn't know we were being discriminatory.
People are always looking for a scam, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let the people with electric cars park in the electric car spot.
That's where I was going to plug in the electric fake gas thing for electricity.
What?
G-Bird. And the exhaust pipe. Just going around back, plugging in.
Plug it in.
What? What the hell do you know about electric cars?
Yeah. My lifted all-black Dodge Ram is electric. Get away from it.
Right? Yeah. Josh,
get away from it.
That's what they want you to do. This is what they want us to do. They want us to buy electric cars. I'm just going to be parking in your spots.
We'll get into your summer bucket list. What's everyone looking to do this summer?
Not get eaten by a sea monster.
Not
get
eaten by a sea monster. That's number one, obviously.
Tell you that right now.
And then my favorite... clips come from this court out in Michigan where this guy has the most random. It must be because in Michigan they can film these court appearances and they're doing them all on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's like once a month something funny comes out of this court.
I love it.
So I will tell you the latest thing that came out.
Is a cat? Is he a cat?
Not a cat.
All right, good. As long as he's not a cat.
It's a guy who's going to court with the screen name ButtEffer3000. But it's the full one. And the judge asks him, what's your real name? Because clearly your screen name in court says ButtEffer3000. But
that's his legal name. He's like the ultimate warrior.
That's my name.
That's
what do you want?
Name? Oh, the ultimate BF-er.
Happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight. I'll be live 8 o'clock. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, new time for Whiskey Wednesdays. 8 o'clock, we go live. We sip on some delicious whiskey, courtesy of Harborview Wine and Liquors. Inner Harbor near Destiny, USA. We'll end it with a couple songs, do a little sing-along. I'm going to do like two or three songs. That's it. I'm not going to... I feel like people get bored of me trying to figure out songs, so I'm just going to do like two or three
then
get out of there.
We get bored of you here wicked fast, and you still do 4 hours.
Come on.
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle rules. So if you're going to go to court in a Zoom meeting...
Do it exactly like how Josh is meant to tell you.
Do exactly this. at least, because I'm trying to think how this would have happened. We use Zoom pretty regularly here on the show on K-Rock.
Yeah.
And the username at least in my case, is my name because I've logged in with like an email or something.
Yeah, but if I bet when you create an account or whatever, I'm sure you can make up a name, I guess.
I think you would need to go in and physically type this in. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is a guy who was in a Zoom meeting, Zoom court.
Yeah, court with a judge.
With the screen name Butt Effer 3000. Here's the judge reacting to that he logs in.
And it's 3000.
Oh, yeah, he's from the future.
Yeah.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That should not
be. Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Now I start to wonder if maybe his buddy did that.
I don't know.
Like, you know how if Griffin leaves his Facebook up in here, you'll just put something up?
Right.
What if, like, he was, like, his buddy was near his computer. He didn't know he had to go to court, but he typed in butt effer 3000.
Right.
Ah!
And that's one of those where, Lady Meow says, the judge, like, relax, bro.
I know. Dude, relax.
Laugh it off and go. Do it. Like, the first part of it's fine, but then he's like, I'm going to ruin your day by making you waste your time, more time by putting you in the waiting room.
How dare you log into my court? All right, right, get off your damn high horse, bro.
Because you said butt effer. Oh, my God. You saw the word butt effer. Clutch your pearls.
Yeah,
you,
maybe there's a reason for it.
Right?
Give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He wasn't a personal attack on you, Judge.
Yeah, it wasn't like he's saying, Judge, you know what you like to do?
Yeah, right?
And then, like, why are you getting all bent out of shape, bro? Like, relax.
Relax, man. Everyone loves a little butt effing.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, it's unprofessional, duh. And you called him out on it. And you're like, what's your name? Because clearly it's not that. Don't come in here with signing that name, you dumbass.
Yeah.
And then, but then you're done
with
it.
Then you move on. You're like, all right, anyways.
Yeah. But especially because the kid's like, oh, I don't. They're like, oh, Judge, I honestly, like, I have no idea, man. Like, the kid sounded super genuine.
He was respectful. He was like, I don't know.
To which case, yeah, the judge has got to go, not, oh, you're going to sit in limbo, not
yeah, there's
that.
A good chance he didn't know what was going
on. Yeah, you go, all right, well, you know what? Next time something like this, lesson learned, you know.
You should check that username.
Yeah, you berated him. That's enough. You're good.
Boxcars, right. Judge could schmirk a burker and relax.
Schmirk a burker, Mr. 3000.
All right, so.
The judge is mad that he's just BF for 2000.
Oh, he got to 3,000. Man. 6 in 10 Americans want to try something for the very first time this summer.
Uh-oh.
Lock two girls at once.
Ha-ha! I thought you said try something for the first time.
The new survey found. As we come out of what will be a very, very long year. Now, a phrase I have not said in a very long time. At 10 o'clock this morning on K-Rock and on Twitch, we have a concert announcement.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I know what it is. I saw the email.
Griffin will be announcing a concert you're going to want to attend.
Yeah, not unless we tell him first.
Coming up.
What exactly is stopping me from just saying it? I didn't get any incentives.
Well, because then we get in trouble.
Who? We or you?
The bands.
If I announce it now?
Yeah. Can't do that.
You think so?
I know so.
Do they? Who by who? Jeff?
Don't even bring up Jeff.
Jeff coming at you?
Stupid Jeff's face. Yeah, lady, you tell him to behave.
Oh, I thought everyone really was wanting to see ICP.
Don't even put that out there, because then people will be mad.
I would love it if the rumor was that everyone thought it was a Juggalo
it
summer.
Is not K-Rockathon text line.
Oh,
you
God,
gotta let
in?
It go.
Uh-uh.
It's not a thing. Okay.
Nope.
It's not a thing. There is no K Rockathon.
Can be for whatever concert you want is K Rockathon.
Just call it K Rockathon.
Just party like it's K Rockathon.
You do you.
Wear K Rockathon shirt.
So 10 o'clock today, if you are able to catch it on the radio, Griffin will have a concert announcement. Cody Mack and I will leave Twitch on, so you can leave twitch.tv/KROCKCNY.
Oh, yeah. Yes, $20 definitely gets you the announcement. Just let me just link my Venmo.
This is
here.
No, this is what I deal with, guys. This is what I deal with.
There's my Venmo if you guys just want to.
It's Conway Twitty. All right, there. It's
oh, out. No. You did it.
Love Child says it's the Oak Ridge Boys. What did the Oak Ridge Boys sing?
I don't know. Is it one of those, like, you know, like Devil Went Down to Georgia type things? Is it like a, you know what I mean? Charlie Daniels Band? Is that what it is?
Let me see what their number one song is.
What's a girl got to do? Oh, what that mouth do?
I know. You know their song. Oh, I love this song.
It's, yeah, yeah, thank you.
I love this song.
I do like this song.
Yep.
Yep.
Elvira.
Yeah.
Elvira.
Have more, like, there was an era of music where everybody was like, why don't we all just sing?
Yeah.
You know, or like, yeah.
Why it's got to be one singer? We all like to have
we
at
all
this.
Like singing.
That's such a good song.
Why don't we all just sing?
Why don't we all have at this, guys?
And then they do. Like, the, yep. Like, who do you got? The Eagles were doing it.
Yeah,
you got
everybody.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah. Everyone was like, all right.
Beach Boys were like, everybody get in on this
yes.
chorus.
Yes.
Everybody jump in on this. We're doing a four-part harmony.
We're all Elvira ending.
You do Elvira up here.
Yeah.
Elvira!
And then I'll do it.
And then I'll do Elvira.
And I'll do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you guys do the other things, all right?
Perfect, perfect.
We're all singing.
I mean, everybody gets a piece of this pie.
We're dishing out a slice of Elvira yeah, for everybody.
You get a slice. You get
you
a slice.
Get, you get
a slice.
See, everybody's in it.
Hey, what the? Me? Me too?
Elvira. All righty.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll get it again. Hold on.
Not this part, too?
Elvira. I'm just a bass player.
Yeah, damn it.
But the Latin me say.
We're all just going to sing the chorus, right?
Well, we weren't planning on it, but, well, can we?
Like, why, Tom? You can't handle the chorus? I can handle the chorus.
Do you remember that one time, though? You guys were so good.
I'm just saying.
You guys were so good at it.
I don't know, guys. Tom, like, he used to be our lead singer. Why does he want us to all sing?
No, it's just all the, we're the Oak Ridge Boys. Not just me, Tom Oak Ridge. We're not just called Tom Oak Ridge.
If we were called Tommy Oak Ridge and friends,
yeah,
that would make sense, but we're the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys, it's all of us. We're all Oak Ridge. Mark Oak Ridge. Jeff Oakridge, Brian Oakridge.
Yeah, but I can't sing really good. I know, that's why you do this part.
Listen.
Elvira.
Yeah, just
you do that part.
Just go giddy up. Giddy up. That's it, man.
You do. It's like.
We're harmonizing.
It's like we're all here, and I'm just saying, like, I wish we'd all do this together.
Well, I mean, come on. Hold
just do the. You just do the giddy up. You do that part.
Old Mike Oakridge, you do that part. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Chris Oakridge.
Yeah.
Randy Oakridge.
Oh, whoa.
No. Oh, you know their real names?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh. I'm just saying. Did I? No way. That was not their real names. I didn't just go, I guessed all that.
Look up the Oakridge names of the Oakridge Boys.
I couldn't tell you the three or four names I just said if you gave me an hour.
Lady Meow thought you were really listing off the names of the Oakridge Boys.
No, I was just saying, are their names really Oakridge?
Google them.
Because I was giving them separate. Jeffrey Oakridge. Like, his middle name was Oak. Their middle names are all Oak.
We're all just going to sing the Elvira part. You do the mbappa part. Are you guys sure that sounds good? It sounds good.
There's so many members.
Of the Oak Ridge Boy?
There's like 15.
All right, I like that.
Look at this.
Whoa, wait, hold
watch.
On. Hold
watch.
On. Hold on.
Look at these are all. This ready?
Oh
look at,
my
wait, ready?
God.
Watch. Oh,
Those are all members of the Oak Ridge Boys.
When they die, like one dies off, do they just replace them with another Oak Ridge Boy?
They bring in a cousin. Wally Oak Ridge, get in here. Jeff died.
Are their last names really Oak Ridge?
I don't see any of them's last names Oak Ridge.
None of them have
the same last two names. This doesn't even make sense. Oh, Dwayne Allen was on the Oak Ridge Boys?
Who's that?
That was the lead. It was Dwayne Allen. He's,
You thinking Dwayne Allman?
I think so.
No, yeah,
I
you were definitely. So. Yeah, Dwayne Allen is not Dwayne Allman.
No,
of
Dwayne
the Allman Brothers.
No, Dwayne Allen is of the Oak Ridge Boys.
It's a smart move, though, because here's what they did. If you think about it, K-Rock, your number one Oak Ridge Boy station.
Yeah.
If you think about it, same thing we did with this morning show. If we called it Josh and whomever in the morning,
yeah,
I would have to change the name like 15 times.
Right.
So we just call it the show.
Just the
show. That way when I die off, you bring somebody else in. When Cody dies off, you bring somebody else in.
And we're perfect.
This is what the Oak Ridge Boys are.
Does baritone mean the...
Yeah, that's the bass or baritone, yeah.
Okay. Huh? Picture that guy.
Okay.
Is that 100% what you pictured?
The big, long, bearded guy? Yep, that's who
like,
I pictured.
Looks like a member of ZZ Top if they discovered
that's
weed.
That's who I pictured.
Bop a mow mow. I like when they do this in Mike and Molly.
What?
And they sing this.
They do?
Yes, and it's lots of fun. It's my favorite sketch almost.
Can you come in the office real quick?
You
do know that you spent 30 minutes on the Oak Ridge Boys this morning? Yeah, but there's so many of them.
A minute for each one.
Yeah. What more did you want me to do?
Bop hour.
All right, it looks like, according to this.
Old Maude Oak Ridge.
The original Oak Ridge Boys were Dwayne, Joe, Bill, and Richard.
Yeah, duh.
Big Dwayne, Big Joe, Bill, and Rick.
Yeah.
So they when one dies off, they bring in another Oak Ridge Boy.
Yeah, duh. That's it. That's it. And you're good to go. You play forever.
Yeah, they're timeless.
Yeah.
We're going to search and find that preacher man. And I'll be singing Hellfire.
You guys sure that I sound good with that? But you sound so good, Dwayne.
Is there... they do anything else?
The Oak Ridge Boys? No.
I mean...
Like, they come at... They, if you get them at the fairgrounds, because they'll play, you know, county fairs, I'm sure.
In 2018, they sang Amazing Grace at George H.W. Bush's funeral.
Aww.
Does that help? Is that or no? Oh! They were among the hundreds of artists whose material was destroyed in that Universal fire.
Oh.
So now we'll never know the great hits of the Oak Ridge Boys as we once knew them.
It looks like all of their songs, it's Elvira's their hit. So what do? Like, they show up at the fairgrounds and they do... Like, that's what I never understand about bands that only have one song. What do they do for the rest of the show?
Dude, and why do you need...
What?
I'm looking at their Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Between former and, like, band members,
mm-hmm.
I'm blown away. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 20. What is that?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
There's 150 people.
Yeah.
You need 150 people to all sing.
No, I'm telling you, you're going to see the four on stage.
Yeah.
And when one dies off, they just wheel somebody else out there.
Holy balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, rest in peace, Wally Fowler.
They have another one, American Made. I don't know this song.
Yeah, it was in commercials. They didn't want it to be in commercials. You know this song, people say. That's literally what it said in Wikipedia. It was in old commercials.
Got a foreign name.
Never heard it.
From the kind of car I drive to my video
game. Oh, my God.
What's that?
They do a 40-minute version of that and include the audience for fun.
Well, when I saw Iron Butterfly, they did like a 40-minute version of Inagata Da Vida. Like, they did a couple of songs, and then they just... like, not songs I would know. There's probably another Iron Butterfly song. Rick DiIulio probably knows what song they have. But
you know, that blew my mind that was a real thing and not that wasn't Tim Allen doing that in the Home Improvement.
Well, they played.
Remember, they go down in the basement and they scare the people. That kid that couldn't be scared or whatever, the little jerk kid. When I heard that song, like, I don't know, years later or whatever, I was like, wait, that's a song?
It's a real song. It's
that's
not,
not
it was
from Home Improvement?
Inagata De Vita was a real song.
Yeah. Yep.
Believe it or not.
How do you like that?
I got a Nikon camera.
Wow.
Is that you?
A Sony Color TV.
Do that.
I can't go that low.
The one that I love is from the USA. It's standing next to me.
Oh, my God. That's the worst voice ever. It's like if I was singing.
Oh, I do know this.
Yeah.
Born and bred in the USA.
No thanks. Again.
All right, so the Oak Ridge Boys.
Bring it in, boys.
Bring it in, everybody.
We got a song to sing.
So they would do two songs. They would do My Baby is American Made.
They play that while everybody's like, yeah, the effing Oak Ridge Boys are here, man. They bring everybody in. That's when they're filling in, and people are sitting down, and then
not trying
like,
to be super woke here, Oak Ridge Boys, there's some anti-Asian sentiment in that song. I'm just saying, maybe it's not appropriate. Well, they're talking about he's got a Nikon camera and a Sony TV. That's not American made. He doesn't want that.
Oh, geez.
I don't know.
Hey,
what I'm asking. It's not for me. I'm not. I'm just asking on behalf of woke culture.
I couldn't tell you, man. I'm just wolf out here.
I know you're out here trying to eat.
Trying to eat, and what you sheep.
Sweet Pea, how did you guys get on this subject? We never really know, Sweet Pea.
What subject?
We have a concert announcement at 10 a.m.
Oh.
Love Child said it's going to be the Oak Ridge Boys.
I was going to say, I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that got us down the Oak Ridge Boys wormhole.
Yes.
This is why, this is what we do. We, things that interest us or we find confusing or puzzling, like the fact that there's 1,500 members of the Oak Ridge Boys.
For two songs.
There's a good chance that everybody listening right now has been in the Oak Ridge Boys for a brief amount of time.
They actually, I think that's how Migos started.
They did?
They broke off, and then another section broke off. They formed Pop Evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, this show is powered by ADD. I don't know.
You could do a 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon
with the Oak Ridge Boys.
With Oak Ridge Boys, Pop Evil, and Migos, and I bet it would all somehow go back together.
You could go outside right now and throw a rock, and you're going to hit a member of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yep. Oh, my God. I guarantee you, I bet you I could text Just Joe and be like, do you know any old members of the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yeah.
Is there any around, like, Syracuse? Like, anybody, like, used to tour and play keyboard or something like that? Because, again, the most current version of Just Joe's podcast has a guy in it that he talks to a guy that literally just played keyboard for Vixen.
Yeah.
So that's the type of stuff.
And Corey Taylor. Yeah. And, like, he was just a keyboardist for everybody.
By the way, somebody DM'd me with that. They were like, hey, when you were talking about that on the air the other day, you skipped over the part where he played with Corey Taylor.
Yeah, I heard
in that. And focused all on Vixen. I went, yeah, I did, didn't
I?
Well, I said, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, yeah. No, he did. Just Joe has his, on his Just Joe podcast, he talks to, I don't know, Tyson, I think is his name?
Yes. Yeah.
And he plays keyboard. He's like a hired gun. And one of the guys he plays keyboard for is Corey Taylor.
Yeah. That was one of those where I go when I hear names and stuff so I can try to throw random songs into his podcast. I'll just hear a name of a band, and then if I don't know who it is, you know, I'll throw it into YouTube.
Tyson Leslie. And give him a shout out, Carla. I know he streams on Twitch.
And that was one that caught me off guard when it was Vixen, and it was those four ladies, and I went, wait, what? And I went, okay, you're getting a minute of Vixen in here.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Guys, I don't know how to break this to you, but I'm retiring from the show on K-Rock to join the Oak Ridge Boys. They have an opening.
Again?
Yeah, again.
You've already been a member, it says on Wikipedia, like four different times.
We've had our ins and outs, me and the Oak Ridge Boys.
You and Johnny Oak Ridge.
We've had some disagreements.
Listen, they butt heads.
We've had some disagreements.
There's, disagreements over album covers and such. Quit it with the song, Pregnant. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame
you. My baby's American made, I don't know what
to tell you. Damn right.
Yeah.
As long as you're out here feeding American cheese.
Wolves out here trying to eat with the Oak Ridge Boys. You know what that means. Do you know this theme song? Who can name this theme song right now? Come on now.
It's an...
Where is it? Where's my people on the text line?
I'm Olmec.
What's the name of that show? I'm going to let him suffer with it. Come on, now, get it out of your brain hole.
That's just a hidden tempo!
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, tech, Twitch got it, Twitch got it. Oh, my God, I couldn't. That's all I could hear was...
Purple monkeys.
I could hear the stupid voice.
Legends of the Hidden Temple is being rebooted for adults. For grown-ups. What? Now, if
Wait.
What?
They did that, I thought.
They did?
I thought they did, and then they made it was a movie, and didn't they do this?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I thought... Huh. I don't know. I thought they did this.
So, of all the Nickelodeon game shows, which I loved them all, Wild and Crazy Kids, Guts, Legends of the Hidden Temple, while it was okay, wasn't my favorite.
No, I wasn't. I kind of liked it, but no, it wasn't my favorite either. I agree. It was just one. It was almost like a filler show for me. You know what I mean?
Like part of what bothered me was that there's adults hidden behind walls waiting to assault children. Like it really bothered me.
Well, they were like mythological creatures.
Yeah, but they were adults in costumes.
Guards. Yeah, and they were just grabbing
waiting
them
to assault a child.
Punching right
in. Yeah, punch him square in the head.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Punch me in the face. Yeah, we didn't even start yet. You damn right.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, Nickelodeon's classic adventure game show from the 90s, is being revived. The show, which was aimed at kids, will now be revamped to appeal to adults. It will still hold several of its trademark features, including the moat crossing, Olmec, and the temple run.
Okay, but how is it? So what are they going to, you know, like, how did it transition to adults?
I think it's just adults doing these games instead of kids.
Oh.
So it's a lot.
Good, so let them get their
asses. Picture Wipeout. I think a lot of Wipeout.
I was going to say, so that guy can really, like, come out from behind that door. Boom.
Yeah.
He punched me.
Yeah.
I'm a temple guard.
Your
temple guards punch people?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. We do now.
So.
Right in the face.
Here's what upsets me. Not that they're bringing back Legends of the Hidden Temple. I get it. I love it.
Dude.
I'll watch it. What are you looking at?
Well, no, I don't know. I was going to say. People are saying, like, what about Guts? Like, Aggro Crag?
Here's what I'm saying. Follow me if you will.
Yeah.
We need to bring back an adult version of Nickelodeon Guts or, and we tried it and failed it, American Gladiators.
Yeah, there has to be, or what I was just thinking is, I'm thinking of the course, the Guts, the Aggro Crag. It can't be adults.
Why?
Unless adults are my size. I think it wouldn't.
Well, they make a bigger
up
version of it.
But then does it turn into, I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen on Netflix or somewhere, there's something called like Beastmasters or something where it looks like that. You know what I mean? Where it turns into an American Ninja Warrior or a Wipeout. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I want old school. I want you to get on a goddamn big wheel and have Mo be in the middle, and you have to pedal a big wheel around a track.
Or
you remember
you
that?
Paddle.
Like, that was one of the things, because kids could do it.
Or you're in the paddle boat, and you have to shoot the Nerf arrow through the hooks. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see, like, a real-world Road Rules challenge cast off. Now, you know what I mean? Because I'm a reality star. I'm going to do the new Guts. Do I have it? No, let it be for kids, man.
Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to watch athletes do athletic stuff.
No. I get what you're saying. Yes, you like Wipeout.
I like Wipeout.
Somebody like, all right, run through that. Try not to get your ass kicked.
But I also really love challenges. Meaning with Wipeout, it's just one person kind of running and trying to stay on the course. With Guts, for Nickelodeon Guts for adults, it would be three adults racing or three adults in a boat or three adults on an... I like a challenge.
No, see, that... I I mean, I don't mind. I'm just too afraid that it would become, then they would just turn it into, like, American Gladiators. You know what I mean? It won't work or something.
Haven't we successfully brought back American Gladiators?
I think they tried, and they try to modernize stuff too much.
Nobody screw with it.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody wants to see American Gladiators, American Ninja Warrior style.
No.
We want to watch Laser stand behind a gun thing mm-hmm. that shoots out tennis balls.
Yeah.
And I want the other guy to then have to run from barricade to barricade yeah. with a Nerf shooter.
You gotta understand something. Cousin Jay reminding us in the Twitch chat. My parents' basement had the best American Gladiator setup.
So picture
just a big open room.
Okay.
And at the end of that room is where the wood stove was, but the wood stove was up on like a ledge.
Oh.
It was like a foot off the ground.
Perfect.
And on both sides of that room were just two beat up couches because it was where we went. It was the rumpus room, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Cousin Jay, myself, Joey, we would set up American Gladiators like barricades.
And you'd whip tennis balls.
And then up by the wood stove, we would have our Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Like you were being shot at that final level.
And you had to hit the target. Yep. Those are the games we want to see. We want to see the guy like that football game that they did where they would just take a ball
and try to get it in the circle.
And try to run it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like go do that stuff. Mm-hmm. Wear the outfits. Everything's all nostalgic. Don't make it, you know, modern and all crazy with everything. Go nostalgia.
Like,
go back to the 90s. Put these guys with, like, mullets are so badass now. All right, well, guess what, mullet man? Now you're going to be in a leotard throwing tennis balls at other guys in leotards.
Like, how fun would that joust be right now?
Oh, dude.
You're up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Some gacked up former athlete who's full of steroids.
Like, you can't tell me all these wrestlers that are doing nothing. You know what I mean? You can't just have some guy up on the thing.
Yeah.
Do the joust.
Like, the last time they tried to bring back American Gladiators was what? Hulk Hogan? Or
yeah, it was something.
Was it The Rock?
I can't remember why it was bad. I remember. I'm sure Hogan had something to do with it. I can't remember.
Because The Rock is doing one right now where, like, you've got to be a real athlete. And you needed to be a real athlete for American Gladiators, but not really.
No, that was the thing. You could be, like, a kind of average Joe and still do, like, you
could
still be athletic.
It.
Yeah, yeah, but you're going against a guy that is an athlete. Yeah, and no, text line, neither of us are gay that I know of. He's married with kids, and they could have women in these competitions. I don't.
What are they saying? You'd rather watch men of American Gladiators than the women?
Well, I'm just saying. Remembering that. Yeah, the women can also be involved.
The women
involved
in
it
that
well.
Weren't attractive to me.
I mean, but they can also do it. That's
fine.
They're
all roided out. I don't care who does it. Men, women, whatever.
Do the same. Yeah, do all the same. All American Gladiators. I just remember Laser. Fine. Jazz. Have Jazz be on the joust.
Ice.
Yeah, giant Q-tips, ice up there, smacking around a lady.
Wasn't there an American Gladiators where, like, they were swinging on a rope to do something? What was that one?
This thing? Where they were doing this with the rings? You talking about that, or are you talking about the unbelievable thing?
Cuban cannonball.
Yeah, where I stand like this, I'm the guy, and I'm like, come on, I'm at her!
Yeah,
and
then you had to swing at me, into
like,
him!
I stay on the pedestal! Like that?
Human cannonball, man!
Oh, I just got red in the face for that. It's hard. Those games aren't possible. I think that's a Super Nintendo game.
It's a Nintendo game. That was the hardest game ever.
It's so hard, but it was so fun. Yeah, well, just do the same thing. Yeah, I remember that. Yep, Gina Carano was in American Gladiators. What happened? Why did that not work? Text line, Twitch, anybody? I don't remember it. Did they just do it wrong?
Getting adrenaline pumping, knockdown, drag out reality show? Well, you came to the right place because ESPN Classic brings you American Gladiators. Hi, I'm Dan Clark, and my fans remember me as Nitro.
Oh, Dan Clark. Oh, Nitro.
What up?
Nitro's back.
He's the only one alive. Sadly, a lot of those guys are all dead. And women.
I'm trying to find footage of American Gladiators. You can't find it anywhere, man.
Does someone own it and it's all pulled? Who had that?
Just watching the human cannonball. So it's two guys. So it's two gladiators on the pedestals. And you, just an average schmuck, would try to swing into Siren or Sky.
Yeah.
And knock them down.
God, it was just So that may have been my favorite event.
Nobody was really that... Like, the contestants were not jacked.
No, not at all. They were very tiny. Yes, it was just like, accountant Becky from the building down the street. But you know what she did?
Mm-hmm.
Played lacrosse in high school. It was one of those.
Yeah, this game right here. This was a nightmare game.
All of them, man, were... Oh, dude, there it is.
What?
The Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was... Everything I'm seeing is regular Nintendo.
The human cannonball was so hard. And then the finale. So somebody bring that back, please.
Just do it. Shut up and do it. Yeah.
What?
I don't think Bill Cosby was the host at the end. And that's why they had to cancel it.
Pros versus Joes, was that a show?
Yes.
I know the name. Was that like American Gladiators?
No, that was more ex-athlete that can't give it up, wants to just beat the bejesus out of a guy.
Out of a random, yeah.
Some of that was kind of cool, though. Some of those shows were cool, the Pros versus Joes. I didn't mind some of them, but some of them were like, eh. After like a season of it, it was iffy. Because that was literally like, hey, it would be like me going, hey, Charles Barkley, you suck ass at basketball. And someone like Charles Barkley would go, all right,
then you go
piece
head
of trash.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go, here's what we're going to do. You got three attempts. And it was like that. And then literally it was someone like Charles Barkley going, all right, and go ahead, you got the ball. And
SWAT. Yeah, right, exactly.
And they would just elbow the Joe and, you know, they would take him out and destroy him.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Swing in there. Mics are always on. Say, what are you looking at?
Every episode is on Pluto TV 24/7.
Do I have that channel?
Is that like that channel 4?
Do
like,
I have
almost
Pluto
like
TV?
Ion? I think we have it somewhere. I know I've seen it somewhere.
Stand by. Is this really the American Gladiators channel? It is! All right, we gotta go. Thank you, love child.
Ah, my arms are too short to reach the buttons, also I would have just hit the end of the commercials.
So, so today, 11:30, Chevy Drive right there in East Syracuse.
Yeah.
Near the Walmart and all, then the BJ's.
The BJ's
and all
which,
that.
Trust me, guys, you cannot get those there.
Okay. 11:30. It's a busy one, so we're going to not...
11:30?
Yeah. No, yeah, sorry, it's 10:30. 10:30.
Okay.
10:30. Yeah, 11:30 is when we're in Utica. Yeah. 10:30 today. 10:30.
And that's usually, guys, no joke, that's usually the busiest one that I know of.
Because
my mom lives right there, and that's always packed.
So we got a stack of $5 gift cards we're handing out for you guys to try that new Sunrise batch.
Do it quick, because everyone's always does it. Right as we leave, people shoot all the messages of, oh, where are you? It's like, we're there for like 10 minutes. We do the live thing.
And then we get rid of them.
And then we get rid of them, and then we're done. That's gone. Then we're gone. That's it.
Let me see what we're hitting today. I want to give people the correct... Today's the 12th, right?
Oh.
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah. What?
Grilled cheese melts?
Yeah, dude. They have
stuffed bagel bites and coconut refreshers.
They have all that sourdough toast, and they're like, well, what the frick do we do with it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we'll put cheese in the middle of it, dumbasses. And they said, okay.
Well, I'm excited about that. Plus, we will let you know how much they raised, for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We'll reveal that today. So we'll be live on Facebook, 10:30 this morning.
Nice.
And then while supplies last, you get those $5 gift cards, we're paying it forward. So, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, is releasing their high seltzer. Now, right now, it's just in California. California.
Yeah.
Pabst Labs.
Yeah. Your boys.
Partnered with a team of cannabis experts to attempt high seltzers. Now, it's cannabis infused, okay. 10 milligrams of THC, lemon seltzer. Now, what I thought, as I was an idiot, I thought these would have booze in them and THC. No.
No.
THC is the buzz.
But I want booze.
What would that do to your brain?
Oh, man. Party. When you're having a party with just one, it's okay. But then you get a party with two, it's even better. So invite them both.
Now, I know some people have done these locally. We have some seltzers or some beers that are THC infused. But the Delta 8 THC, as that's what is legal in the state of New York.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, unlike an edible, apparently PBR's drinks hit right away.
Huh?
meaning they're used.
How?
There's a technology they're using for efficient absorption, meaning that when you take an edible, you waste like 30 minutes, right? They claim that somehow this hits right away.
I don't like that.
Is it because it's a liquid?
I don't know. I don't. Where's our guy? Where's our guy? Tell us what's up with that. So for some reason, I don't feel like that's like you altered it then, right? Or they did some with a chemical or something. I don't know.
They're claiming now. I don't know how to test this. You'd have to try one and tell me if it hits right away.
I'll test them.
Michelle says it makes your brain smile.
Let me just get one of them real quick.
So
let me get two.
Let me get a couple of those. So what I don't know is how they do absorption, how they do like an efficient absorption, as they're calling it.
Yeah, I've never ever heard of that in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
How it immediately hits you. Because even, I mean, all things. Yeah, I know liquid absorbs faster, but no, even when you do just like, you know, like rapid release, pain, whatever,
yeah.
Still takes.
A little bit.
Yeah. So somehow it's like alcohol.
Yeah, but even booze doesn't hit right away.
Yeah,
Trust me, I know.
This is interesting. I very much would like to see what they mean by that.
Cody and I tell you all the time, we'll have a drink and then be like, well, that didn't do anything. And then we'll have another drink and then we're like, well, that didn't do anything.
Yeah,
and then you're passed out in the Christmas tree and it's a whole night.
Let me do two more of these and then I'll make dinner.
So,
the big breakfast, too.
Like, what's the quickest way you've found to get THC? It's smoking a bowl, right?
Yeah, just smoking it. Like,
Schmirking a burger.
Just a straight way.
Because that's right into your lungs.
Yeah,
and then
you're just... And then you're high.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow...
Like really right away?
Basically. Pretty much. Yeah. You do a big old pot rip of a weed.
Because it's in your areolas.
Yeah, it's in your nipples.
What are those little bubbles called in your lungs?
The little hairs?
No.
I forget.
No, like, you know how you have little bubbles in your lungs? They're called, like, areoli or something, aren't they?
Oh, I thought that was, like, the little hairs.
Where?
In your lungs and stuff.
There's hairs in my lungs?
I thought little tiny hairs.
I think they're little tiny bubbles.
Little bubbles?
Avioli is what they're called?
Yeah, those. And every single time you smoke anything, those get paralyzed. And that's why you're not supposed to smoke anything, because you're not supposed to paralyze those.
And then when you cough really bad, those pop, right?
Yes. I don't know.
Listen, I'm an idiot. I don't know anything, but now I know
some of that, but not enough to tell, you know what I mean?
Avioli
stuff or how it works. I just know that's why you're not supposed to
smoke. We're calling them the little hairs in your lungs.
Yeah, little hairs in your lungs.
That's all we know.
Yeah, areolas are nipples.
Cannabis. Yeah. Okay, text line says cannabis drinks have a quicker uptake than edibles. The reason being that the absorption of the medication in cannabis drinks made with nano emulsions begins in the mouth to saliva. This expedites the onset to occur in about 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, silly as the hairs. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all this stuff.
Everyone's saying schmurky burkies is definitely the fastest way.
Let me just go ahead and
keep ripping bangs.
Give me a schmurga burger.
Tony and I have discovered the American Gladiators channel on Pluto. Thank you, Showbro Love Child, for that.
What's up?
And I'm only going to watch this forever. I can't believe this has been available to me for free all this time, and I'm not spending all day watching it.
Your guy won.
Who, Mark Muse?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Muse.
He took it down. Whatever, man.
Did you see that? Okay. I'm really grossed out by what a lot of you are doing right now. I mean, you guys sicken me.
I was going to say, you better tread lightly, my friend.
No, I told her. I told Mindy, showgirl Mindy Reader.
Yeah.
That she does that, like, table charcuterie thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why is everything on the table?
Yeah, because it's like a big plate.
But why not use plates?
Because that defeats the whole purpose.
It really bothers me. And I'm not calling you out, Mindy. You know I adore you and your cheesecake-nasium. But I'm just saying that...
Yeah, what don't you want?
She doesn't do the other thing. There's two other things that I've seen.
I understand what you don't like about it.
Oh. Have you seen the nacho tables?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What? You eat nachos.
But why are they on the table?
It's not one of these have I seen where someone's just like, nachos right onto their table. They put down, like, tinfoil and stuff.
But it's a giant nacho thing that everyone's touching and grabbing.
Yeah, how are you not on board with a table-sized thing of nachos? No one's saying you have to share.
It just seems like the cleanup is so...
Yeah, so what?
When I'm done, if we don't eat all those nachos, if I'm done, I got to scoop them all up.
You fold them into themselves, and then you throw it away. It's probably the easiest cleanup you could do.
Oh, see, Joelle's with me. Thank you, Joelle. The table nachos, with people eating over the table, and their mouth foods falling into the nachos.
Well, that, I guess, but other than that, everything about that is right up your alley. It's an enormous thing of nachos.
But do you see what Joelle is saying?
Yeah, but you don't care. It's your kids. You eat your kids' food.
Yeah, if it was just me and my wife and kids,
that's
I'd be fine
I'm saying.
With it.
Nobody's doing this.
This
at
is
like
parties.
A, nah, no one's,
it's parties.
No one's doing that anywhere.
They're like,
gross.
Hey, look at I got the big table nachos going on.
Nah, you just do that with your kids at home.
Well, did you see the spaghetti and meatballs one?
No, that's gross.
Thank you. It's now just, people are taking and putting pasta, yeah. like a ton of spaghetti out on a table,
yeah.
and then they put sauce on it, meatballs, and they mix it all up.
No, just, I mean, you can, some of it's fine. It's only gross because I don't want to have, I don't, you know what I mean? I like to have a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs. But other than that,
Joelle's so right. People eating over the dips.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, that's no good.
So gross.
But again, I'm just thinking you at your house with a like tonight, you put down a bunch of tinfoil, and you have a table full of nachos, and then you just take your, I almost just swore, your effing queso, and just dump it, just...
Or, you know what I could do?
And then you're done.
I could take a plate, like a, I don't know, adult human.
Is this coming from the cheese fountain guy? Right. We don't have any legs to stand on.
He makes a valid point.
We did a cheese fountain.
I only shared it with you.
That's what
I wouldn't
saying.
Do a cheese fountain at a party.
No, again, I'm taking parties all out of
all
this.
All right.
This is only I can just picture you at home.
Cuz you know what else grosses me out?
Table
are those
full of nachos.
Those people that'll do like the crawfish boil and they just dump it all out on the table.
See, again, that doesn't bother
people
me cuz it's
picking at it.
It's on a thing. You know what I mean? It's just it's all on a like a tablecloth type deal.
Like I don't know I don't know why you people. I'm sorry to say you people.
What do you mean?
I don't know why you scumbags
people.
Can't just use plates and bowls.
You're talking to your people up there. Like it's cause I do that all the time. You know, often I'm told, "Why don't you get a plate, Cody?" Cause I got it right here in my hand.
Yeah, I know.
I got it right here.
I know.
Although if I take a spaghetti meatball in my hand, that might be a little different. Just twirling.
What? Like the spaghetti and meatballs one
that's
that I've seen going around.
I said gross. That's not what I mean. Stupid is what I mean.
The spaghetti and meatball one makes no sense. More sense because you can just take a scoop of it,
yeah.
put it into a bowl. But at that point, why did we put it on the table in the first place?
That's true.
Hey, you're looking for a table full of spaghetti and meatballs.
Screw that. How about a flatbed bowl?
Bongabella's Italian restaurant right here, Utica, Syracuse, Rome. Griffiths Air Force Base.
500 pounds of spaghetti. We take it, we just throw it at you.
You back your fat ass up into our parking lot, we'll dump a whole goddamn truckload of spaghetti right in your face.
It's called the Spasano spaghetti. You lay down on the back of the flatbed, we take a steaming hot bowl of spaghetti, we dump it right on top of you.
Bongabella's, forget about it. He has a slogan. Spaghetti about it.
I'm dying. Spaghetti about it.
Bongabella's. Spaghetti about it.
Man, I got your way down here now. Oh, that's terrible.
Meatball you can eat here at Bongabella's. Spaghetti about it.
Meatball up with all your friends down here. That's Bongabella's. Oh, and get some spaghetti.
Oh, man. Oh. That's the only place a table full of spaghetti and meatballs is acceptable.
That's it.
It's Paul Capella's fine Italian family restaurant.
Flatbed of spaghetti.
Utica,
soon.
Syracuse.
We take a whole bunch of spaghetti, we put it on a trampoline, and then we bounce you. And then what we do is we bounce your fat ass, and you got to catch all the meatballs. You've been double jumped out of 100 pounds of spaghetti, you fat ass.
What we do is we cover the entire trampoline full of manicotti. You jump up and down, try not to get ricotta in your eyes.
You know those end of Christmas sales at Walmart where they say the totes are not included in the sale? We bought them anyway. We filled them with marinara. You go bobbing for meatballs. I would do that.
Bobbing for meatballs? That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
I would bob for meatballs, I
Why?
Think.
Why?
Where are we going to get them from? I mean, I'm trying to think. If it's, you know, just like a delicious meatball, you put a whole thing of spaghetti in a little vat with some sauce, and then you bob for meatball? If I could be the first
Your
and only.
Open mouth.
Yeah, just me.
Into a thing. Oh, just you is like a
it's
fun
my
thing
own.
To do.
Yeah, it's my own.
Gotcha.
That's it.
D, so this is what an award-winning morning show sounds like? I don't know. Oh, that, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody else submitted.
Why? What are you listening to?
Why, you got Ted Namey on over
there? Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know. We're doing
Anyways.
This. I don't know what you're listening to.
We're doing trampolines full of spaghetti. Paul Cabela's Spaghetti Body! Okay?
The best tagline.
Does nobody have that? Because that's got to go on a t-shirt, right?
That's got to. It's just Paul Capella. I'm getting double jumped, you fat ass.
Paulbert John Capella III Jr.
Oh, man.
Double jump, you fat ass.
Catch a meatball up there in the sky.
Oh, God. And then they have to go home. You've got to get in your car. And you're just covered in red.
Where were you?
Where the hell were you?
Trampoline spaghetti. Huh? Yeah. You bring it home? I didn't catch any.
I got here it is.
I tried to fill my pockets.
I went down. I did the trampolinguini spaghetti. I did the trampolinguini special down there at Paul Capella's.
You take home all you can catch up in the air. I landed awkward and dropped it all on contact. I hit the trampoline and bounced and hit the ground. I tried to go for the loaf of Italian bread to stabilize myself.
Well, what happened to your leg? Oh, he doesn't have one of the trampolines with the net around it. It's no. Like all open and
my
leg went between the spring and got pinched.
Oh, man. Gee, everyone likes spaghetti about it.
Everyone loves spaghetti about it.
Jeez.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Summer bucket list, Cody Mack, as everybody is hopefully coming out of the pandemic. We're all getting our vaccines. We're all going to finally get rid of these stupid masks.
I'm going to Enchanted Forest.
Going to raw dog some air. It's going to be nice.
I can't wait. Enchanted Forest, the hell out of that.
You're going to Enchanted
water
Forest.
Safari.
Enchanted Forest out of that.
Water Safari, the hell out of that Enchanted Forest.
So people are looking at what are they going to do this summer? What's on their bucket list? Number one, not interested, but camping is number one.
There you go.
Cody's literally going to be camping, I think, much of the summer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, he was showing me the dates that he... I think half did mean to book and then half drunkenly accidentally booked.
Well, yes and no. I just didn't. When they opened up all the dates to be booked for camping last summer during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I thought that it was like we're opening them up for whatever's left now, you know, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, cool, man. There ain't nothing going on this summer. That'll be perfect to camp a bunch. So I booked a bunch of dates, and then slowly realized, like looking at the reservation letters, that they were for 2021.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah,
not some,
all
everyone I booked 2021, and that was on top of the ones I had already booked.
Yeah,
for 2021.
So literally, like, there's a month. I think the month of August. You're just at a campsite. He's going to come in here and do the morning show.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Reeking of campfire.
Every single day in August.
Mm-hmm.
I have purchased campgrounds.
So that's what people want to do this summer. I hate camping. I don't like not being showered.
Oh, see, I love it.
I don't like... Ugh.
I like well,
so
I like,
gross.
I like to just... Maybe not being showered. I like being clean. I guess that's not it. I like to, like, you know, you don't have to worry about it. Like, I just pop my top off. Pop my shoes off, and I can just walk around all day like a wild man in the woods.
If you
going to water,
want to know what my personal hell is,
that,
but campsite and beach bathrooms, campground bathrooms with the showers, no.
However, yes, but the new ones that they just put up at Southwick,
mm-hmm.
they just had millions of dollars of renovations. Dude, these are like the nicest bathrooms you've ever been in.
Oh, really?
They are
until scumbags destroy them.
That's the thing. We had it last summer. We've already had it for a whole summer. Southwick is still nice enough to where people
haven't ruined them.
Yeah, this is great. They're brand new. They're beautiful. There's private shower areas.
On the one time a year, I can be coerced into going to a beach with my family.
Yeah.
Which even now they let me stay home. They didn't make me go. They're like, because I hate beaches so much.
Yeah.
I don't know who the people are using the beach bathrooms. They must have forgot how to poop and pee. Like, they don't know where
some of them go. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They don't know where toilet paper goes.
Yeah. No, it is wicked annoying. I don't understand that.
Everything's
just like,
wet.
Well, although again, I keep saying it, they clean these ones so often, but that is the one thing that even I feel bad about. Like,
hose them down.
Well, if you got to go poop while you're at the beach, like it's like literally I would trek from the beach full of sand and water and like flip flop my way into and then sit down and be like, man, I am. And it, you know what I mean? My bathroom, because you don't want to put your trunks on the ground.
No, you don't.
So you do that move where you're just naked in the stall and you hang your trunks on the back of the door, and I'm just sitting there pooping, watching water and sand. I'm like, that sucks.
It's gross.
Poor janitor. He's got to come in and be like, did you pee on the ground? No, I didn't
it's
pee.
Just
but
water from
it is all of Lake Ontario.
Everything is wet. Everything is wet. Toilet papers all over the place.
Yeah.
Blah.
No, for right now, these bathrooms don't smell like normal. Beach bathrooms. Uh-huh. It's awesome. Sure, give it a little.
Or the times when you're at like a campsite and you got to go use the shower in the morning, you put your flip flops on and your feet are all covered in dirt and sticks.
Or this was the other thing. I know they've changed this up because they've done renovations. But when I stayed there, not last summer, but the summer before that, I was at Southwick the day I rode the Kilimanjaro for the last time. I then went out to Southwick, woke up, and then came to do the show here.
Mm-hmm.
The shower was just a trickle of water, and there was no warm setting. You had to continuously push it, and it was just cold. So I was like, really? This is what we're doing? Because I don't mind a cool shower sometimes or a cold shower on like a hot day, but not after you've been camping and you wake up and it's like 50. I literally stood there and went, all right, and just went and just shivered in it and kept pushing the button and was like, Josh, better appreciate that I'm doing this. Oh, it was the worst.
Joel says, why are you getting naked to poop? He told you, because he doesn't want his trunks to touch the ground.
Yeah, I don't want my bathing suit bottoms to touch the floor.
We don't have tiny little like bathing suit bottoms like you guys do. We have big baggy trunks.
Yeah, so they go and touch it. So I got
EAM says, there was a campground we went to when I was 13. Like 13 years ago, the bathrooms were like family bathrooms, toilet, sink, and shower all in one room. There was no window or vent in the bathrooms, though. It was 100 degrees the whole time I was there. It was terrible.
Ugh.
Tisha, I used to work at Glimmer Glass. I got fired because I yelled at a lady for throwing toilet paper everywhere because it was, quote, sticking to her. I told her only a moron wouldn't dry her hands with the air dryer before they walk in.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys, you don't take your shorts all the way down, then. We like to take them all the way down, get a nice stance.
Well, no, because I don't know why it's different with jeans, because nothing you can do. But it's hard to poop trying to straddle your legs enough.
Yeah, guys, you're forgetting that we got to make room for balls. We have balls that are there. We got to open our legs up a little
bit. Yeah, you got to have them like open and whatnot. And your shorts, your lady shorts are a lot smaller.
Yeah, because
believe
they
me,
are.
I tried to do that here.
Mm-hmm.
I do it here at Galaxy when I have shorts or anywhere.
I don't want my bottom. I don't want my shorts touching the ground.
When I try to poop, I literally will roll them up my ankles a little bit, and like I will tuck the back of my shorts into my shoes.
Yeah,
when I put my shorts onto the ground, if I have to.
And Jeremy, yes, and both of you are much taller than Cody.
Whoa,
you have a lot more legs.
Whoa! I have got the longest dancer's legs and dancer's torso.
And Jeremy is a pirate. Trust me, I've heard from my buddy AJ that there's nothing worse than a port-a-john in the Middle East when it's 130 degrees outside. Oh, he's told me. I know that you guys and gals that went over there and have to use those things. Who is that I hear on the line? The one and only Lee Baldwin. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. Always nice to hear from you. Of course, dollarinvestmentclub.com is where you sign up, you pay a bill to yourself, Lee invests for you, and then you take maybe down the road some money away and buy that Jeff Bezos' super yacht that needs another super yacht.
Nice.
For his nice. Super yacht. So, have you loaded up your car on gas, Lee Baldwin? Have you panic bought a bunch of gasoline like everybody else is?
We're going to hear later today, so hopefully that this cyber attack, and they can open up the Colonial Pipeline, but, you know. There will be some lines at the station, and in the south, it's kind of a thing right now. So,
well, it's a thing because people are panic buying. From what I understood, we have another pipeline. This has been shut down before. It'll be shut down again. It's going to be fine, but people going with 10 different gas containers because they feel like they're going to run out of gas. That's what's causing the shortage.
Right, and that's, the convenience stores should sell toilet paper at the same time, yeah. Right? You could just load up on both, and I don't know where that's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
This will be resolved. It is a little concerning. It's really the worst attack on infrastructure that we've seen from a ransomware company, the dark side. So that's a little scary in itself, but I don't think it means you have to go fill up your, gallon of gas. Wasn't that from the It's Always Sunny show where they were buying barrels of gas?
Yeah.
They were afraid?
Yeah. No. So. It opens up, obviously, our eyes to what kind of vulnerabilities we have. And that's, hopefully they can adjust.
Right, right. And there were some, blackouts in Charlotte yesterday. So the infrastructure goes beyond, obviously, gasoline, and it can go to electric. We have to be aware and, see where this takes us, but I think we'll be back online. There'll be an announcement later today. That's what, knock on wood. So
you asked us off air what our favorite business movie is. Why do you bring up business movies?
Well, I was just, I was looking at the headlines and just kind of doing a little research on the dark side ransomware. It just seems like that could be a made-for-TV or a movie someday, but our headlines this year, you throw in like GameStop and the Reddit crowd, that could be a movie. The barge getting stuck in the Suez Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Reading about Bill Gates and his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, possibly. Like, these are, it's just, so maybe, business sometimes to people is kind of boring, but this year it's just been, it's been kind of in the news, right?
So yeah. I would think my favorite business movie might be that one with Will Smith where he's got to go around and sell that one x-ray machine or whatever he has.
Love that movie.
What is that movie called?
I can't think of that one now.
I don't know.
Text line will tell us, but that's probably my favorite business movie, like that rags to riches story.
Right. I love that. I mean, I can't think of that now.
Why, what's yours?
Stockbroker too. Well, I mean, the Wall Street is kind of a go-to, right?
Wolf of Wall Street was good. Moneyball's good, yeah.
Moneyball is a business movie. In a weird way, like the wonderful It's a Wonderful Life is a business movie.
Mm-hmm.
But my all-time favorite probably is Office Space.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, but that's,
That's iconic.
Yeah.
It's so the Pursuit of Happiness is that movie, Lee Baldwin. That's what that movie's called.
Great movie. Great movie. And he's a great motivational speaker, too. He still is on the road doing that. So
yeah, I like the movies that are about real people. Like, I like how Moneyball was about Billy Bean and, like, real people. I like that.
Right. Unless it's the Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yeah, but that guy seems to still be, like, trying to make a scam. Like, you can still have him, like, pay him to come speak at your business. And I'm like, well, why would you? He was kind of doing illegal activities, right?
Right. I mean, I think he's trying to wear the white hat now,
mm-hmm.
and because he knows every way how to scam people, because he was probably the worst. But so he's trying to make his way. But
and quick question, Lee Baldwin, Dollar Investment Club. Before I let you go,
yep.
We're obviously coming off a couple of days since Elon Musk hosted SNL. He called Dogecoin a scam or whatever he called it, and it had a little bit of a dip during it. I don't know how, I've seen there's so many cryptocurrencies now, and everybody's getting in cryptocurrency, and they're making money, they're losing money, but they're not really losing money. Did somebody compare it? I read somebody compared it to, a Ponzi scheme, where it's, a bunch of people are buying this crypto coin, and there's a couple people at the top who are making a lot of money, but there's really it's just kind of lining their pockets. Is that way off?
Well, I don't know if I would compare it to a Ponzi scheme because that's, but it is more, it's a trading vehicle and it's a perceived, it's a value to it, right? So it's just It's more of a, you know, you're buying it and with the hopes that you're going to sell it higher to someone else. So I just, I struggle with the idea of whether it's a quote unquote currency yet, because until we see things being priced in Dogecoin or priced in Bitcoin, it's really, in my mind, and I might be way off, but it's more, it's similar to investing in gold or a Mickey Mantle baseball card or art or, you know, things like that. So, but I don't think it's fair to call it a Ponzi scheme. I think it's just, it's a trading vehicle.
Okay.
And unfortunately, sometimes they go down, right? So you just have to go in with eyes wide open. So.
Well, Lee handles all this. This is what you do. You go to Lee Baldwin, dollarinvestmentclub.com. You pay a bill to yourself. He does the investment. He worries about all the tough stuff that I'm too dumb to understand.
Damn right.
All right?
All right.
Lee Baldwin, we'll talk to you next week, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya. All right. Lee Baldwin joins us every single week to talk money. Coming up, I got Godsmack, and we'll get into your 90s at 9, play a little MLB The Show on Twitch. Duncan Sheik wrapping up your 90s at 9 with Barely Breathing. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock today. A little over an hour from now. 10:30 a.m. We will be at Duncan on, I guess it's called Chevy Drive because he's Syracuse Chevy, but it's the one over there by BJ's.
Yep, right off of Bridge Street, kind of. Right when you get off of 690.
So we'll be there at 10:30, paying it forward. We'll be live on Facebook for a little bit, handing out $5 gift cards courtesy of Duncan. When they're gone, they're gone. So while supplies last.
And what was the name of the song?
Duncan Sheik, Barely Breathing.
Oh, I thought it was Joshua Grossman, Barely Leading.
I am. 3-2 right now, New York. Chicago. I'm up on Cody.
You wanted to be mad at that, but you couldn't.
It was good. I can't be mad at you. So for your leftovers today, a bunch of kids, because they're students, they're kids, created a boat from 20 Home Depot buckets, duct tape, plywood, and two plastic kiddie pools.
Hell yeah. You remember doing that stuff?
Yeah, it was fun.
Just taping together an ass ton of things and seeing if it worked?
Until... I tell you this part.
Till the tape isn't made for water and it comes.
No. They're in their 20s. Well, so they're not that young.
That's lame then. Losers get a job.
Alcohol was involved.
Oh, never mind. Hey, I'm going back and forth here.
They made the boat, put it in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, you fricks. Anything that happens now.
And it drifted way too far out.
I hope a shark eats them. 1 point shark.
Authorities
were
alerted at 2 a.m.
Yep. That's
when a water rescue team was sent out, boat owners in the area reportedly launched two personal watercrafts to try and save the young men.
Wow.
Took them 30 minutes to get them back.
Unbelievable.
They're just on a bucket. They made a bucket boat.
Where were they trying to go?
I think they thought it was funny. They're like in the ocean, ha ha ha, until the waves took them out.
Yeah, but you've been in water and waves.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've been up at Southwick where it does get really wavy, and I can see how you can get... But again, that's where you got to be smarter.
I'm putting the photo in the Twitch chat so you guys can click that link and see what the boat looks like.
Be smarter than the water, man.
They had one paddle, and they had absolutely no wetsuits, no life jackets, nothing.
Nope, idiots.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to be soaking wet.
I was going to say, that's an easy one.
This next guy!
I feel like you got buckets of water swimming in an ocean. Salty water.
Bucket and a mop, you know what I'm saying, Cody Mac?
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. 15 minutes to the big concert announcement here on K-Rock. Yes, a concert announcement, believe it or not.
Right.
Coming up, this is the show. Be excellent to each other.